It is a typical afternoon in front of the Safeway store in Seattle's Lower Queen Anne neighborhood. Customers are coming and going as glass doors slide open and closed. But just on the other side of those doors is a sign that advertises for temporary workers, $12 an hour. The reason? A potential labor dispute. Tom Geiger says he's not surprised.
They don't necessarily really mean that much. It's just kind of part of the playbook.
Geiger is the spokesman for the grocery workers. In a union vote at the end of September, 98% favored going on strike. Geiger says the talks are an attempt to avoid that.
The hope is that the negotiators from these big national grocery chains will take that vote seriously and respect their workers and change their proposals in a very significant way.
In particular, the union wants the stores to maintain health care for employees who work fewer than 30 hours a week. Scott Powers of Allied Employers, representing the stores, wrote in a statement that the companies want to reach a deal that's good for workers and also helps the chains remain competitive. If the talks are unsuccessful, 20,000 workers could strike at grocery stores in King, Pierce, Kitsap, and Snohomish counties. Ed Ronco, KPLU News.